Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. After two straight bye weeks, we're back. We haven't had an episode in the past 2 weeks, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, no, guys, we did record last week, but
we did record
it was
last
not
week
up to our quality.
We it was very
it was good quality.
There's just it, let's just put it like this. There are a lot of problems with it.
Mostly Nick, but we won't get into the specifics.
And we've already screwed this one over.
Yeah, well, hopefully,
every podcast needs some friendly banter to start.
That wasn't friendly last week.
No, it definitely wasn't.
That's why we had to.
Anything. All right. But.
All right. So a weekend full of, I guess, somewhat important games. I mean, Pittsburgh beat Baltimore, stopped the division, but we're just going to skip over every other game because none of them are really that important. Let's just talk about the Rams-New Orleans game, the undefeated Rams formerly undefeated Rams falling to New Orleans 45-35. Now the Rams are 8-1, and New Orleans is 7-1. Guys, if I'm correct, I want to say that the Rams are now the number one seed. No, the
Rams.
Yeah,
the
Rams
are
still
the number one seed because
I thought. Yeah, sorry, I misspoke. But I thought that New Orleans would have taken. But if at the moment, I think New Orleans is the one seed technically. Once that game, if they get that,
they haven't had their bye week till week 12. So
yeah.
So I mean, going into this game, for me, I know you guys were excited about Patriots and Packers, but this was definitely the game I was most excited for this past week, and it definitely delivered. Of course, the Saints got up to a big lead. I think it was 35-14 at one point, if I remember correctly.
I will try to find out.
And then, of course, the Rams ended up tying the game at 35, so I do know that. It was a fun fourth quarter. Michael Thomas had that long 72-yard touchdown, and he hid the cell phone under the field goal post.
The Joe Horn celebration.
Yeah, Joe Horn, who was a former Saints player that did that, and I thought it was pretty cool. But I mean,
going
more in depth, the game, Drew Brees played really well. The Saints showed that they can beat anyone in the league. When they beat the Rams this past week.
35-17 was the score at halftime. Sorry.
Does that mean, I mean, 35, okay. But,
yeah.
35-17,
yeah.
It was 35, Johan, I don't know, I found this in like 2 seconds. It was 35-14.
For me, it says that the Rams, at the Rams scored 7 in the first, 10 in the second, and then the Saints scored 14-21, so. So
no, I literally
30.
Have the scoring layout right here of every score.
I'm literally having,
14.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the scoring layout too, and it says
Alvin Kamara scored a touchdown with 26 seconds in the first half,
and then a field goal.
So it was 35-14.
It says 35-17. Hayden,
I'm not talking about the halftime score.
Hayden,
I'm talking about the largest deficit.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the halftime score. See, yeah. We were both confused. All right, thank you.
Because you said halftime.
If you listen,
you
I
said
did not,
halftime
I did not
score.
Say halftime. If
yes,
you
did. You said at
listen.
Halftime.
Okay.
You said at halftime.
Nonetheless,
bud.
I said.
Nonetheless, the Saints,
I'm right. You're wrong.
The
it's
Saints.
All right.
The Saints entered halftime with a big lead, an impressively big lead.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like they were going to run away with the game until the Rams. I mean, it kind of impressed me that the Rams were able to tie it back up at 35, especially when the Saints are rolling like that and their fans are going wild.
Yeah, the Superdome is. Is it still called the Superdome, or is it?
It is called the Superdome.
This was in New Orleans. Oh.
But yeah, I mean, that can be one of the toughest places to play in the whole league.
The Hurricane Shelter Arena.
Okay.
Wow. I'm not going to comment on that. But I mean, good game. Saints show they're good.
Entertaining.
The Saints showed they're good. You showed absolutely no energy saying the Saints showed they're good.
They didn't show they're good.
They
proved that they were excellent.
If you guys want to add more to it, go for it.
The Saints proved they're the best team in the NFL.
Well, their defense is coming along. Because look, they allowed 35 at the end of the day, and but at the end of the fourth quarter, the Saints defense kind of, you know, held it down and made some stops to win.
I do want to get into Marcus Peters. He was getting burned, and
he's been having a bad year.
He's going to need to be good in order for the Rams to really have a great shot at winning the Super Bowl. I mean, I know they can get into these shootouts, but you're going to need some defense, and he's going to have to step up.
He's supposed to be the number one.
Yeah, and Talib's still out.
Well, Talib's on the IR, so I don't know how much longer he's going to be out.
They're going to need him back soon if Peters can't step it up.
Yeah. I think that's probably their only weakness, probably just pass defense. Other than that, I mean, their line is pretty good.
Pass defense is not a great weakness to have, especially in the NFL this year.
Yeah.
I mean, look, so they're 14th in passing yards allowed and 13th in passing yards allowed, and they're top 10 points allowed. So, I mean, their defense is, you know, in the middle. So, I mean, with that kind of offense, all you really need is just, if you're in a shootout, just one play.
I mean, sure. But
they were coming from behind the whole game, basically. So.
And there were a few questionable calls that went against them, but I mean, at the end of the day, you gotta get through those calls and win no matter what. No excuses.
Yeah,
it was an interesting game to not watch for me because I was at work.
I mean, you guys are both gonna say you didn't watch it, aren't you?
No, what I did was I sit at a desk and I just had the game cast up.
You know,
so I was watching, looking at the play update.
You know, I had Russell Wilson as my quarterback in the league and one of my fantasy leagues, and he was coming back. So, it was a iffy game.
For me, watching this game, it was definitely the game of the year, no doubt. I was entertained 100%.
Well, yeah,
so far.
I mean, yeah, it's
so far,
the best
definitely
team.
The best game.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm very excited for Rams Chiefs in a few weeks.
Yeah, so far.
Mexico
yeah,
City.
That'll be a great game.
With Jason Witten on commentary. Hooray.
Oh, God. Showtime Mahomes.
Yes, Showtime Mahomes. Oh, but other than that.
Over under on the Booker McFarland Showtime Mahomes.
Other than that, do you guys think that any of these teams win out the rest of the way?
No. Both the schedules are too difficult.
Yeah, the Saints have their. I mean, the Saints have a tough schedule, and the worst part is like their division. If depending on how the Panthers continue playing, if they continue playing the way they are, they have the Panthers twice in the last 3 weeks of the season. So,
well, I mean, I can really tell you interesting right now. They literally the easiest opponent they play is at Tampa Bay. But I mean, reading off their schedule, they play at Cincinnati.
That's pretty easy.
Versus the Eagles. Versus Atlanta, at Dallas, at Tampa Bay, at Carolina. So a three-game road trip right there. And then they end with Pittsburgh and Carolina. So,
yeah, those last 3 weeks, man, are going to be important to them. The Rams, I mean, I could see them. No, I mean, I think that the Chiefs and Eagles, they're the only teams that truly are a threat. The Bears, depending on I don't even know if depending. The Bears are solid. It's just that I don't trust Trubisky in a shootout, and I don't know how good that their pass defense isn't good, and the Rams have probably the best receiving core in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on. I think it was an underwhelming matchup between GOATs. Green Bay.
It was definitely on the boring side.
I was bored for most of the
Green Bay loses to New England 31-17. Patriots are now 7-2 and Green Bay is now 3-4-1. I mean, it was I watched it. That's the only thing I have to say about it. It was there.
Yeah.
It was very underwhelming because we are hyped up. I mean, Brady and Rodgers they get to play once every 4 years. I mean, yeah. I guess that's – as a Patriots fan, I guess I'm happy. You know, we were able to, I guess, play well against one of the best quarterbacks of all time. one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. But at the same time, there are a lot of things that I found questionable that game. Not really a lot, but that, to me, was it Jermaine Whitehead that they
ejected for slapping someone?
Look, that was just a bullshit call. I don't know how you – he literally slapped him. We've seen worse in the NFL. And nothing just – I don't know. It helps that narrative that the Patriots are helped by the NFL, even though Roger Goodell literally hates the Patriots. But that's a different topic. Other than that, I mean it was a close game for the most part, you know, the beginning. I mean, it was, 20-17, the Packers were leading going into, 17-17, sorry, I don't know
what 17.
Sorry, I looked at it wrong, but it was tied, and, I mean, for the most part, the Patriots, it was a close game, but then, Aaron Jones who fumbled? Fumbled, and, from there, I mean, New England just needed to hold a lead, and...
To be honest,
I mean, good game for the Patriots. I think that it's encouraging to see the defense kind of step up. But
the only thing
for a neutral fan, this game wasn't that great.
Yeah, I literally just had it on. I wasn't paying too much attention to it. But
I skipped assignments for that.
I said 2 touchdowns. The Patriots is run by.
Oh, and... we don't have any. Did he say that? I don't remember him saying that.
Johan, is there any proof? There's a tweet. He literally tweeted me.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Damn it.
Yeah.
In my Hayden did. You did call it. Me and Nick said that. Well, I believed it was going to be a close game. I don't remember what Nick believed it was going to be, but I thought that.
Was gonna be a close game.
Yeah, I didn't think two touchdown losses was possible. But
so I mean, I think we do have to get into this. Nick, do you think the Packers are done?
I mean, no. There's still 8 games left.
Dolphins, Seahawks, Vikings, Cardinals, Falcons, Bears, Jets, Lions. I like their chances.
There's still 8 games.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a hard schedule. Other than the Bears and Vikings and Falcons game, you shouldn't be too worried.
I remember a time. I mean, there was a time 2 years ago when Hayden told me the same thing. Nick, they're done. There's no way they can make playoffs.
Nick, you thought they were done too.
Was this the
relaxed season? We can run the table season.
Oh. But yeah.
A good 7 consecutive wins later.
Look,
and they were the something speed.
When I was bored in class, I went through the playoff predictor that they have online, and I had the Packers going 9-6-1, but they missed the playoffs because I had the Bears going at 10-6. So.
I have them getting in on a tiebreaker with the Vikings at 10-6-1.
You think the Vikings are 10-6-1?
Yep.
I mean, their defense is kind of getting a little bit together. Xavier Rhodes might be fine.
I mean,
but...
what do you want me to say? I trust the Bears. Yeah, all right.
I mean, I'll be honest.
No, because their second half of the schedule is bad.
The Bears still suck is a statement that will exist for eternity.
I mean, like, the Bears' schedule the rest of the season isn't great. It's Lions, Vikings, Lions again, then a bye week on the Giants game, Rams, Packers, and Vikings. So, they play the Lions twice, the Vikings, the Rams, and Packers. So,
it's manageable. I mean, like I said, I've been going 10-6, so, I mean.
That division's a mess.
It really is. I think the Lions is the only team you can eliminate from that division, really.
Like, that division is it's competitive, but not in the same way, like, the NFC South is competitive.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Even the AFC North's a mess. But the Steelers are starting to get their shit together, so.
You can definitely see the division is taking shape. And who sucks and who does not suck?
Yeah, I mean Baltimore guys, the former number, or are they still number one?
Yes, they are still number one.
No, they're number two now in points allowed.
No, they're number one.
Yes, I'm checking. No, they allowed 17.8. I'm going to go.
How? Because the Cowboys allowed 28 points last week.
I'm going to go
when
search.
The Ravens only allowed 26, so how could they pass them?
Hold on. Give it a second. I'm going to go see if all I
right.
can find.
So while Johan finds out that I'm right, I mean.
Hayden, it literally said number 2 next to it. And Dallas is number 3 now.
Are you talking. Wait. Are you talking about points scored against?
Points allowed.
Points
yeah,
allowed?
Points allowed, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't. That can't be true. Oh, yeah, it is Tennessee. Yeah, okay.
Is it Tennessee?
It's Tennessee, Baltimore, Dallas.
Ew.
Tennessee. Oof.
I mean, that's just. Yeah. I mean, Tennessee plays in the AFC South, and I don't think there's any competent offense. Maybe the.
No, no, you have to see. You look at their schedule. The only team that there's only like two teams on there that should have put up more points. The Eagles scored. They beat the Eagles 26-23, and the Ravens 20. And then they lost the Chargers 20-19. Other than that, like, their schedule has been trash. I mean, it's been, what, the Dolphins, the Texans early on in the season, so not the current Texans. Current Texans are pretty solid. The Jags, the Bills, the Ravens, and the Cowboys. So not really opponents that you're worried about. But now they play the Patriots, Colts, the Texans again. But other than that, Titans don't have to worry about much defensively when it comes to their schedule. Why are we talking about the Titans again? Oh, right. Scoring.
You're
defense.
The one who went into the Titans.
I did. No. I just wanted to know who
I zoned out
scoring.
The whole time because I got bored.
Yeah, because it's the Titans. I mean, it's the Titans. Remember them. Not these Titans, though. Don't remember these Titans. So.
All right. I mean, I guess that's enough with that game.
Hold up. Okay. I did just want to mention one more thing.
Oh, no. Watch out, Nick.
No.
Watch out,
9 years.
You can come catch these hands,
weeks,
Johan.
9 years, 10 weeks, 0 days, 14 hours, 11 minutes, and 0 seconds and counting. So 58 seconds. Okay, no, hold on.
What
9 years, 10 weeks, 0 days, 14 hours,
until
10 minutes,
John Gruden is 50, fired.
Yeah, 50 seconds until John Gruden is fired. You know what? I want to leave this clock up. I want to leave how much money John Gruden makes while we're doing. Oh well, no, I can't because then. Oh, but I'm so tempted.
So happy.
I was.
Why can't you leave it up? Just put it in the background.
No, because if I leave the page, well, I'm using my phone for the stats and stuff. But if I leave the page, I can't look at stuff. Let me try something.
Oh man, this is people just loving this listening to this right now.
Is this not worth it?
While Johan figures this
out.
Johan,
you need to step it up.
Nick, you can do your rundown of all the games.
Oh, my quick little rundown.
Yeah.
Raiders still suck. 49ers have found their future QB in Nick Mullins.
But
the Bills, they still suck. The Bears, Trubisky sucked, and they somehow put up 41 points.
Wait.
Okay,
the
we're waiting.
The Bills offense sucks. The Bills offense
No, okay, no. The Bills suck. They allowed 41 points.
Their defense is – because their offense is trash. Their defense is not allowed 40 – wait, what was the final score?
41-9.
41-9.
Do you guys know that three of those were pick sixes?
It doesn't matter.
It does.
It
does.
There's
really
three
does.
Pick sixes. Okay, this
– yes.
No. The defense scored
okay,
two touchdowns, a pick six, and a fumble.
I argue
that
the Bulls have a good defense.
Sixes.
Nick, let's keep it going.
They
Johan,
do.
This is what I do. This
they
is what
do.
I do. Shut up. Bears put 41 on
third,
the Bills.
Third and total
Bills,
yards allowed
Bills
and third and passing.
Johan,
pass,
it's not worth it. It's the Bills.
Passing yards
it's
and 11th and rushing yards.
It's
I know, I'm
Bills.
Just saying. I want to at least give him the benefit of the doubt defensively. Okay, go.
The Bills blow a massive dong. They ran the first good player that this team has had in a decade. They ran him onto the Browns. The Browns, speaking of them, somehow hung in there with the Chiefs for a decent amount. I was like, anybody watch that game?
No.
The Jets and the Dolphins, oh, dear God. Don't look at it. Don't let your children watch it. The Lions suck. The Vikings, they sacked Matt Stafford 11 times.
I should have started them for my fantasy defense.
The Falcons surprisingly, hung almost 40 on the Redskins' defense. The Redskins' offense sucks because Alex Smith sucks. The Buccaneers'
conservative magic football
almost pulled the comeback off, but was thwarted late in the game.
I just want to say that game was 35-7, and the Panthers decided to play around a little bit.
We all know, Hayden. The Panthers improved to 6-0. Hold up a minute. The Panthers have played 5 home games already?
Yeah.
Oh, a bunch of pussies.
What is this?
If you look at their schedule,
they've had a bye in 5 home games in their first 9 weeks.
Yeah. Oh my god, their next, what is it, next 5 are on the road?
4 out of the next 5 are on the road. It's 2 half on good the road, 1 at home, 2 on the road. I mean, they played the
Saints 5 times.
The Bucks and Browns and 2 of the
You're going to have to go into the unfriendly confines of Ford Field.
Look at me. Watch out, you might get shot.
I just want to say good reclamation project, Detroit. Also played 5 home games, so I just want to throw that out there as well.
Well, that's because the NFL loves them. The Steelers pulled off a decent win off against the Ravens, number 2
James
scoring
Connor,
defense, everybody.
You.
No,
not
we don't.
Next week.
The Texans, a rough game against the Broncos. I was keeping track of this one. It wasn't
the
wasn't
Broncos
pretty
missed the game-winning field goal at the end, 51-yarder. I watched that. Yep.
So Chargers, you watched that, but not blew the Patriots game?
Jesus Christ. Okay, you shut up.
I watched the Patriots.
The Chargers almost blew it to the Seahawks. The Seahawks had a chance at the very end of that game.
They dropped the pass. I forget who it was, but yeah.
Didn't come to fruition. And the Saints edged out the Rams in my fantasy season-saving game.
Edged out is kind of weird when it's a 10-point game, which is 2 scores. But
they survived.
Shut up.
Continue.
And the Titans pulled their pants down, pulled their cheeks apart, and game shit into the mouth of the Cowboys.
Oh, we could have gone this whole time without hearing that.
Oh, I really.
Jerry Jones was sodomized by Marcus Mariota's running ability.
It's so bad.
Make the joke. We're explicit, so it doesn't
no
matter.
It's okay. It's in bad taste. It's too soon.
Now our
I'll tell you after
I will now be using my one of 3 redeemable qualities of.
What are your soul other 2 redeemable qualities?
Comedy and Judaism.
Judaism, okay.
Welcome to the inaugural segment of Teams Who Forgot How to Play Football, NFL edition. Soccer edition coming soon.
Debatable.
We're going to start this list off with the least of the 5 worst teams based on my opinion in the NFL. We're going to kick it off number 5 with the Cardinals. Good God, what a mess. A few years ago, you were in the NFC Championship.
Hey, that was a
now
mess.
All of a sudden.
Oh, they got skunked.
Now all
can
of
I
a
claim
sudden
the Panthers
taking
them?
Shut up. No. Now you're I'm taking you this is my segment. This is my time.
All right.
You have one of the best running backs in the NFL, and you're ruining him. You took an almost unbustable college QB. Okay, no, he's not unbustable, but you took a great college QB, and he looks like me. He looks like me throwing the ball.
Yeah, that's
the similarities
that's not
are
good.
The frailness and the Jew-ness of both of us.
You know, I'm gonna hold back.
Yeah, same.
That whole team is a mess. Their once prized defense can no longer stop anybody. Not even the 49.
Without teams up Nick in flames.
Mullen, Panthers broke them.
They can't run the ball with a good running back. They have poor receivers. Larry Fitzgerald now appears to be on his last leg. It's really turned into a sad situation there. But moving on to the next worst
sad
game, the San Francisco, not San Francisco, 49ers.
Was it Santa Clara?
Santa Clara.
Okay.
The Santa Clara 49ers. 4 years ago, this team was in the Super Bowl. Over the course of 4 years,
wow,
they are now competing for the number 1 overall draft pick. How did it happen, you say? Let me give you a timeline. Their all-pro left tackle retires. Their all-pro center, season career-ending injury. The all-pro right guard, career-ending injury. Both receivers leave in free agency. Both corners leave in free agency. Your star pass rusher, career-ending injury. Your veteran pass rusher retires on you out of nowhere. Your quarterback turns into a pumpkin. Your running back leaves. And all of a sudden, you now have a terrible team with no draft picks. So lo and behold, Nick Mullins, the savior of the Santa Clara 49ers. Don't worry, folks. It's going to be a hard rebuild for you because now your future quarterback has an ACL tear. Moving backwards.
That's good. That's a good one.
We are regressing the further we go down into this sewer. I had a tough time with this one, deciding where these three teams belong. But ultimately, the Raiders get the 3 spot.
Ooh, okay.
John Gruden, while everyone wants him fired, I think he knows what he's doing. This team is not good. Shut up.
I'm sorry.
This team was not good when he got it. Let's all face it. This team wasn't good. They had their shot, and Derek Carr broke his leg. They had no running game. Marshawn Lynch is not good. Amari Cooper sucked, and they have no receivers behind him. Jared Cook isn't a good tight end. They don't have a defense. All of their draft picks, every one of their draft picks, have busted. Gerrion Conley looks terrible. He's the only one of note. Everybody else is just awful. Their aging O-line aged quickly. Donald Penn, he couldn't block me if I came off the edge. That's how bad he is. And at least they have 5 first-round draft picks. So if Gruden hits on those, this team could be in the playoffs a few years from now.
Well,
potentially.
Spider X Wang banana his way into the Super Bowl.
I don't know if you're done. If you
this team has a bright future ahead of them, but currently they are shit.
All right, and I feel like we should also add that they traded a potential defensive player of the year. So there's that as well.
I mean, but what if he drafts 2 defensive player of the years?
You know how highly improbable that is?
You know who their coach is? It's John Gruden. All right.
All I have to say, this team would be my worst team. That's all I'll say. I'll let you continue.
The Raiders would be your worst team. No, friend. They got we have much, much worse things to get into.
But okay.
It's your because
I don't know what
to God.
Go ahead.
We don't criticize your power ranking.
That's a lie.
No, we do. And they earn it.
I just can't wait
you
to
hear
Joe's Johan's
MVP rankings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, moving on to number 2. We've now...
I'm hurt.
We have now gotten off the ladder. We are now at the base of the sewer drain, where Eli Manning and the Giants are there to greet us with a smile. Eli Manning has a derp face, and Odell is punching something. But anyway, this team is just... I've never seen a more talented team be just so shit.
Wait, don't blame Saquon.
They have good receivers. This is a decent receiving core. Odell, Evan Ingram, Sterling Shepard. But they can't move the ball. They have a good running back, but they can't... For the life of them, they can't get a first down.
O-line.
They have a terrible O-line, a terrible quarterback, a terrible defensive line. The defensive line they're working with, that is a $250 million defensive line. They are last in the NFL in sacks. That's kind of sad. They're paying a dude on that line. You guys know who Olivier Vernon is, right?
Yes.
Paid him a lot of money.
That man has 3 sacks on the season.
Wasn't he injured, though?
$1 million. He's missed 2 games.
Oh, okay.
He's making $90 million for the next 5 years. So, they have sufficiently fucked their finances. Their secondary, Janoris Jenkins, now sucks. Landon Collins is the only bright spot on the defense. They can't score. They can't stop anybody. And they're about to get blown out by the 49ers. So, that's going to be fun. It's going to be a real fun Monday nighter. Thanks, NFL. Giants, 49ers.
I will not
And
be
finally, we've passed the Giants. We're on our hands and knees. We're crawling like I-dubs into the sewers. We've now arrived at just a puddle of water. That is the Bills. The Buffalo Bills are... I can't find the words to describe how terrible this team is.
Dude, what's wrong with Derek Anderson?
The fact he's the best quarterback they've had this year.
I mean, he's not terrible.
He was a week ago, he was qualifying for a amateur golfing tournament. He's the best quarterback they've had this year. Nathan Peterman, Derek Anderson, that other guy. Josh Allen, yeah. That garbage quarterback that I said was going to be a bust. Him.
We all did because the only reason they liked him was for his arm.
I don't think it's fair to say he's a bust yet. It's still they didn't want him to play at all this year.
He's a bust.
Well, so, then again, I guess what Jared Goff is a bust.
LeSean McCoy can no longer run the ball, probably because his team sucks. The O-line sucks. His defense is laughable. Outside of Tre'Davious White and Jordan Poyer. And Jordan Poyer's wife.
LeSean got wives now?
Is she hot?
I mean, she's very hot.
Hey, hey, we're not Barstool.
Barstool Sports likes to post a lot of pictures of her. Oh, boy. No, this team. The common theme I see with all these teams right here.
Sorry.
You went Google there.
Sorry. We're good now.
All five of these teams combined couldn't match the offensive performance of me and my college football team. Hayden knows what I'm talking about.
The listeners don't, so do explain.
Hayden, our college football team has a better offensive production than these fuckers.
Oh, I got it now. I got it. It took me a second, but...
Oh, man.
I was the leading receiver. That tells you something. I was a fat, white Torrey Smith. Just go deep.
Wait, no, I don't got it anymore. Are we talking about GDC's football team?
No, we're talking about me and Hayden's Kennesaw State football team.
Oh, yep. I mean, GGC's football team, their quarterback's probably better than Nathan Peterman, so.
Except this is not the actual team. This is me and my roommates. We played football against. I'm not going to phrase it nicely. Against a cripple, a special needs kid, and two obese black kids, and a wife beater. We played in the field outside our dorms.
Yep. And I do want to say something.
And we won every time.
Because we were the
how?
Because I was the leading receiver, and we had one of our roommates was like a god at living.
I could just throw the ball to the other Hayden, and he would catch it. But I do want to say 50%
of the time he could huck it up to me, and I get it.
Getting back on track because no one cares about this. Adding up the wins of every single team, Nick talked about, it's 8 wins. So. 5 teams out of the 8 wins, which is what the Rams and Chiefs have. It's pretty bad. It takes 5 teams to get 8 wins. Damn. But, yeah.
Like 4 more times? Never mind.
I don't know where Nick was going with that, but I don't think I want to.
Hey, bro, I don't know either. I'm kind of interested, kind of not. Knowing Nick,
we need to keep it clean after we'll what have happened to last week.
We'll have to trash the segment if I continue.
Okay, yeah, then...
I feel like since I brought up a few names in this, I feel like this would also be a good time for us to do our Player of the Week.
Let's do our Player of the Week.
Before we finish, this segment was brought to you by Lowe's, New Home of Craftsmen.
When did we change sponsors?
Come to Buford Lowe's. I can get you 10% off everything. When did
we change not sponsors? We don't have sponsors.
Hey, this was not Player of the Week. This is my garbage list. Lowe's also sells garbage cans.
Oh, okay, I thought I was talking about the next segment. And now, it's time for an unsponsored segment. That's a lot of damage. Player of the Week, not sponsored by Phil Swift or the Flex family of products. But if you want to sponsor us, we're here. I think we all had a consensus. Player of the Week, which... Yeah. Happens. We can just doesn't happen him. Very often. But
we can just say his name. 3, 2, 1. Nick Mullins.
Drew Brees. Oh, what?
I mean,
Nick, please don't.
Throwing in his pro debut, 16 of 22, 262 yards, 3 touchdowns Nick
against
Mullins.
The Raiders.
Round of applause for you, sir.
Yeah, I'll pass on that one.
262, 3 touchdowns. 6 incompletions. My hats off to you, sir. Putting up a combined more points than the 49ers have scored in their past 3 games. Doubling their wins. Just overall. Great performance.
All right, so getting out of that, me and Joe on, this has been player on, of the week. On Drew Brees. Of course, he went off against the Rams.
Who's he?
Not Nick Mullins, apparently. But 25 of 36, 343 yards, 4 touchdowns. And just watching the game, he played an incredible game. He played really well. Eye test shows, I don't know how Johan's MVP rankings are going to stack up, but I would imagine Drew Brees would have to be in there. If he's not, I'll give him crap later. Johan, you have the floor.
Are you assuming my
MVP rankings? I'm assuming rankings? Your MVP rankings. If Drew Brees is not on there, there's going to be a fight.
We'll find out.
We'll find that out later.
Actually, probably next segment.
You want to do it next segment?
Should we do it next segment or should we do it after
yours? Go for it.
Okay, I'll go for it. So, Drew Brees played really well. I guess I'm just going to do like honorary mention, which should be Drew Brees' primary receiver. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Michael Thomas?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know why.
Get it out, son.
Michael Thomas.
No. I said his primary receiver is honorary mention for player of the week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 12
receptions. Shout out Michael Thomas, saving my fantasy season.
Yeah, you're welcome for him. 211 yards and a touchdown. So yeah.
Follow me back on Twitter, please.
The Saints, a big week from Saints players, and a big week for the Saints.
And Cooper Kupp.
Okay. We tried this last week.
Nick, get ready. Bad. Your segment was pretty good. I give you props.
All right.
This
all
is
right,
about to
right.
be a steep decline in quality.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Why I gotta be like this? I feel so attacked.
Oh, speak. You're about to get attacked.
All right. So now it's time for my segment, the MVP rankings.
Not sponsored by
they're
anyone.
Unofficial. Unsponsored by any. Not yeah, even they're official. Not sponsored.
Scrub.
But
brought to you by Sunrise Painting.
Actually, yes, brought to you by Sunrise Painting.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks. All right. So at number 5, and this is more for me, it's either or, but it's 5 and honorary mention. So it's these two. I think Cam Newton's my honorary mention.
Wow.
Having his best season in his career this year. And I mean, the Panthers are playing really well. I mean, they're a game out of it, out of the, you know, number one seed. They're a game out of the division. So, I mean, for the Saints, sure, the Saints are the story of the league at the moment. But and same with the Rams. But Carolina has been right there with those teams hanging in there. So yeah, I think Cam Newton deserves some credit. So yeah, and then so number 5 for me, and he's one of 2 players from the same team. I'm gonna give it to Jared Goff. Jared Goff leading the Rams to they're a top 3 offense. I'm making sure right now.
Are you talking about
points scored?
Yeah, because I have that.
Yeah, they're third in points scored, 5th in passing yards. I mean, he's 3 of the receivers on that team are
the most yards per game.
They have the more. Yeah, I mean, look, Brandon Cooks, Cooper Kupp, and Robert Woods, man, they're studs. And a primary and one of the main reasons is because Jared Goff is just playing so well, and he's changed from the player. Everybody thought he was a bust. Of course, it was under Jeff Fisher, but under Sean McVay, I mean, he's having an amazing season, 20 touchdowns, 6 picks. So
I attribute most of that to Sean McVay.
Yeah, but I mean, he's performing. At the end of the day, he's the one that has to go out there and make the passes. So.
He's the Belichick to the Brady. It's the 70-30.
Yeah. But yeah, 312 yards per game. I mean,
I don't know how Johan just let that slide, but okay.
I don't really care. Jared Goff is just putting big numbers, including. I'll say this: I didn't think the Rams' offense would be as good as they were last season. I thought they were going to be solid, but yeah, I mean. Those guys.
Todd Gurley is kind of averaging 2 touchdowns a game. So.
Yeah, I'll mention him in a little. Next, I'll go with Phillip Rivers, the Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh my god!
I don't know if I don't think people know this.
Nick, it's about to happen.
They're
no,
6-2.
No, actually, I like the Phillip Rivers one. All
right. I don't think people realize that the Chargers are tied with New England, or they have 2 losses, just like New England. they're one game off the Chiefs with a game left. They could still win that division. And, I mean, Philip Rivers has been pretty good. I mean, this offense has been great. And Melvin Gordon has been playing well, too, honorary mention. But, I mean, Philip Rivers has been having a solid season. And he, 19 touchdowns, 3 picks. He's been playing efficiently. And that team is a threat. And once Joey Bosa gets back, my gosh, that team's dangerous already.
They're doing all this without their second best defensive player.
Yeah.
I will wait to criticize you until after your segment, but
thanks.
We'll see how that goes.
So number 3 on the list is the best running back in the NFL and maybe the best player in the NFL, Todd Gurley. I mean,
I'm very interested who number 2 or 1 is then.
I mean, Todd Gurley's just been having an amazing season. I mean, bro, 12 touchdowns, 12 rushing touchdowns. He's leading the league in rushing yards. I mean, that offense is great, and Todd Gurley makes that offense just lethal. Because you know what, their receivers are amazing, but man, if you just want to run it, if you're struggling, if Jared Goff's just not having a good day, you got to hand it. Now a defense has to worry about the best running back in the league. He's just been playing really well. I mean, 16 touchdowns. He had 20 all last season. We're basically halfway through the season already, and he already has almost that. So I think that he's been playing really well. Number 2 is Drew Brees.
There we go.
Yeah. Saints 7-1. He's had pretty big performances throughout the season, as his defense his defense in the beginning didn't play as well as they should have. But
I just like to make a point before you continue on Drew Brees. Do we all think Todd Gurley is going to beat the LaDainian Tomlinson
touchdown? What was the exact record?
28.
I think it just falls on where they are in the season, because Sean McVay didn't play anybody in the preseason, and if the Rams, I don't know how much they care about the one seed. I think that if they lock,
I think they definitely down, think, care about the one seed. They don't want to go back to the Superdome.
Yeah.
Well, who's to say that they're going back to the Superdome? Maybe they go to Bank of America Stadium.
That would be lit.
Nick's laugh, bro. But yeah, I don't know. It just depends on do they care more about their players' health going into the playoffs or they're being at home?
Being an initial site.
I think.
In all honesty,
It's not. Hey, it's not worse than the Chargers, though. It could be worse. Look. Last season, Drew Brees. I don't want to say underwhelmed, but he's solid. He didn't have the Drew Brees kind of season, but this year, I mean, he's been
lighting it up.
Pretty. Yeah,
only he's thrown been one interception.
Excellent. Yeah.
Tied for the league lead. Yeah.
Really? Mahomes only done one pick, or no?
Mahomes starts Mahomes 7. Like 3.
Sorry, Mahomes. Yeah, Mahomes. Who else only has one pick?
I swear.
Rodgers.
Oh, okay. Rodgers only has one pick?
Rodgers.
Yep. Okay. And the one pick shouldn't have been a pick, so.
Also, I'd like to point out that he has a 120 QBR, or was it passer rating? Or passer rating. He's highest in QBR. I know he's number one in passer rating and QBR, if I'm correct.
He's on pace to break the Aaron Rodgers held records for both season QBR and passer rating.
And
I'm just mentioning who holds it. If Tom Brady held it, I would have just said season record.
I saw a tweet that said he has the prior MVPs. He has a big margin over prior MVPs when it comes to passer rating. It's it goes 120, and then somebody had 105. I can't give it to you exactly, but yeah, Drew Brees has just been killing it. And number one, Showtime. Patrick Mahomes is my
shut up booger.
Patrick Mahomes is
what was your that? Job doesn't matter.
Patrick Mahomes is my is number. He said that about Kelvin, right?
Yeah.
That was horrible. That was amazing. But yeah, Pat Mahomes.
From a tight end.
Pat Mahomes, 29 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. I mean,
goodness, 29?
I mean, he's on pace to break the record. I think he's also on pace to break just touchdowns scored in general, right?
But he's on pace to break passing and
passing total. And touchdown. Yeah.
What's the total?
And 2
record?
Rushing touchdowns we're going to include. I want to see. It's not 50 because, no, Peyton Manning threw like 55 this season.
You're right.
Brady threw 50, I think. Brady threw 50 or 51, but he threw Brady's second touchdowns thrown in the season.
The passing record is 55 by Manning.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean, Pat Mahomes could break that. And, yeah, I mean, going into the season, we didn't know what to think of Pat Mahomes. I kind of thought that the Chiefs were making the wrong move because Alex Smith had been such a solid quarterback, but Pat Mahomes is the real deal, man. I mean, look, baseball player, Showtime.
Shortstop, Derek Jeter.
Yeah, the kid has it all, man. I mean, sure, I guess recently he's had some interception problems, but
gunslinger.
He's offsetting him with the amount of touchdowns he throws. So, I think that Pat Mahomes in his second season has just been balling, and he leads. I mean, he's the one, or they're the one seed in the AFC. I mean, I don't know overall. I'm checking overall. They're the overall number one. So, I mean, it's off offense. It's based on their offense. So, I think that Pat Mahomes is number one. I mean, like I said, first in points scored. I mean, that offense is just crazy. I mean, the amount of weapons he has kind of helps. But
someone, the Kermit the quarterback.
I guess I'll do 5-1. It goes Jared Goff, Philip Rivers, Todd Gurley, Drew Brees, and then Pat Mahomes.
You missed out for a great joke there. You could just go on Alabama. Alabama.
Oh, Alabama.
Bam! That was great.
All right, Hayden. Come on. What were you going to say?
What?
Didn't you say that my segment sucked?
No. You have. It's fine. It was a lot better than the shit you spewed last week.
Last week was off the rip, man. The last week was a mess in general.
And that's why we did not post it.
It was for the better.
And now
maybe one day. One day we could post the test episode and the last episode.
Jesus fuck.
They're both bad.
The test episode will suck, though.
They both were bad.
Okay, which one was worse, though? It's three of us, so we could do a tiebreaker. You think last week? I'm going to go with
test.
I'm going to go with test, yeah.
At least there's redeeming qualities about the last week. There was comedy.
Yeah, the first one was just pure 2 hours and 40 minutes of just... It was rough. All right, moving on to the Hayden
took
segment.
Like 30 minutes to do both your segments. I'll keep this somewhat quick. Here's the official power rankings. It's been 2 weeks since you guys have heard it. It's definitely changed.
They haven't missed
since
it.
Then. So I'll just go ahead and start out number 5, and that's Johan's favorite team.
Alabama.
Really?
Alabama.
No. Hold up. Really? Where'd you have them? Didn't you have like a...
Last week, I had them at 5 as well.
Okay.
And the last time we talked about them, they were at 3. So last time everyone listened to the podcast, they were at 3.
I don't know how they went down. The Bills performance. Sorry, I remember now. Go ahead.
They didn't go down because of the Bills performance. They went down because of other teams stepping up. But
okay, I got you.
I mean, they beat the Packers by 2 touchdowns, which I predicted. I just want to throw that out
there.
Garbage
time.
I mean, to be honest. It's the Patriots. There's really nothing interesting to say about them. They're kind of boring, but
boring
they
too.
Win games. And, of course...
Oh, look at my check down.
But, I mean, who wouldn't be surprised if they win the AFC again? I know the Chiefs are there, but in all honesty, if the Patriots are playing in the Super Bowl again, I don't think anyone would be surprised, even if they beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. And with that, we can move on to my favorite team. I have slightly ahead of Johan's favorite team, the Carolina Panthers. And, I mean, to be honest, I think this team might be more talented than the Panthers team that went 15-1. I mean, you look at the offensive weapons that Cam has. He didn't have those weapons in 2015.
Offensive stalwarts like Devin Funchess.
Yeah, Devin Funchess was all right back then. And then Ted Ginn,
I mean,
who dropped
the main catalyst was like Ted
Ginn.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, Cam's having the best start to a season in his career. His MVP year, he did better in the second half. But in terms of the first eight games, this is definitely his best start. I will say the one thing that isn't as good compared to 2015 is the defense, especially in the secondary. It concerns me a little bit. I believe the past few quarterbacks that have played the Panthers have all gone over 300 yards passing. So that's a little bit of a concern.
Y'all also almost blew
a 35
I'd like
you to read off
lead.
The last quarterbacks they played against.
Yeah, go for it if you have it.
Oh my gosh, Henry LeBron is back. I'm sorry. Continue.
I only know of Fitzpatrick and Flacco.
Oh, I guess. Okay, yeah. Flacco didn't get 300. I know Carson Wentz had a great game against them. But, I mean, Flacco sucks, so it's not too hard to contain him. But, I mean, the running defense is pretty solid. I would say, which is surprising, if anything's going to let down this team, it's going to be the defense, not the offense. The offense has shown they can score points at will, so that's why I don't have them higher. But I mean, the top three teams are pretty solid right now, and getting to that, the Chiefs come in at number three, and Johan mentioned Mahomes earlier. He's legit. I think he will win MVP unless he just falls apart. He has a pretty firm lead. I don't know if Johan would agree with that. He did the rankings. Would you have him? Is Mahomes your clear favorite?
Yeah.
You would say, I mean,
but I do think that if the Saints manage to finish with the one seed, I think that Breeze could probably overtake him.
I mean, yeah, I would agree with that, but I mean, it would be tough because of just how great he's playing. And the Chiefs have the number one scoring offense. They score about 36.3 points a game, which is pretty insane.
Can I just mention one more thing? I just want to mention that the Chiefs usually mid-season is when they, like last year, they started struggling around this time. Mahomes is different than Alex Smith, but it's around this time that we're going to see if Mahomes is
Yeah, and they have that big game against the Rams, which could be a Super Bowl preview. So, I mean, we'll see how great both of those teams are. And so moving on, okay, I'm going to take a bunch of heat for this, and this was a really tough decision. I have the Saints at two still, and I want to explain this, okay? This team,
Johan on three.
No, hold on.
One, two, three.
Bias.
Okay, yeah. I'm not gonna disagree with you guys. This team has a legit argument to be number one, and most people would probably have them number one.
Maybe the argument is we beat the team that's number one.
But my argument in how I do these rankings, I mean, I don't think if they play the Rams again, I'm pretty confident the Rams will beat them. And that's why
I think the Rams wouldn't do this good against them again.
No, I think the Rams, they figured out the Saints in the second half. They know how to play against them. They made some good adjustments. I don't think the Rams lose to the Saints again. And that's legit the reason I have them at two. I mean, the Saints are a really good team. I mean, they could easily prove me wrong. Like I said, they have a legit argument to be number one. And they can beat anyone in the league. I just don't think they can beat the Rams again. That'd be a playoff matchup. Even if it's in the Superdome, I know the Rams don't want to go there, but the Rams showed, I mean, they can come back from a 35-14 deficit against the Saints, which was impressive. So, I don't know. That's my argument for the Saints being two. And the Rams being one, I still think overall depth, I still think they're the best team in the league. Their defense is struggling a little bit, especially Marcus Peters, and we talked about him earlier. But, I mean, they have two MVP candidates on their team. Todd Gurley and Jared Goff are both legit MVP candidates. The Saints have some great players, but when you have two MVP candidates on your team, that's tough to stop.
Oh, well, just like to say that if I'm correct, I remember seeing something from PFF. I think Robert Woods, other than, like, the main elite receivers, so I guess Thielen can be included in there. But, like, Thielen, Julio, Antonio,
I've got
DeAndre,
some words for Thielen.
I think Robert Woods is right behind. Let me find it. Sorry. I don't know why. I just wanted to bring it up.
No, go ahead and find it. I'm gonna bring something up.
Yeah, okay, so PFF overall grades in 2018, Adam Thielen, DeAndre Hopkins, Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, Robert Woods. That's their five. So, like, they grade players off their performances and stuff, and they think that Robert Woods, they have him as the fifth best receiver of the season.
Yeah, so. I mean, the Rams are legit. Their offensive weapons are insane. Like, if Goff is bad, you hand it off to Todd Gurley. If Gurley's doing bad, you can Goff can throw the ball to a plethora of receivers that are really good. So, I mean, I really don't see how you beat this team, really, to be honest.
I think injuries might be the only, because Cooper Kupp has been injured, Brandon Cooks has been roughed up. That could be their only the only way you could, like, if one of them misses. But even then, usually, I mean, they'll be fine. They have weapons, man. That offense is crazy. If that defense gets together,
I mean, in my argument, like, you guys didn't watch the games, but the Saints, I think that was probably that might have been their A+ game that they played against the Rams, and it took everything they had to hold off the Rams. And they were their A to A+ game. The Rams didn't play their best game. If both of these teams are playing their A+ game, the Rams are going to win, in my opinion. And that's literally why I have them above the Saints. Even though
I don't know who could stop the Rams.
So, I mean,
like, it sounds offensively, like, I mean, you, me. Yeah, no, yeah. I think the Saints, because we're very reactionary, to, we're like very, anything that happens, like, it's because it happened 2 days ago, we're going to give a little more bias to something that happened, recency bias. I don't know why it took me that long to remember that. But recency bias, right? We saw the Saints, oh, they won.
Bias?
Me? It was, like we said, it was an 18-point deficit at halftime. So I think that the Rams, yeah, if they come out and play in their A game the whole game, I don't know who could stop them. There's no defense on this league that they can't hang 30 or 40 on.
Yeah,
like, not even the former number one scoring defense,
Ravens,
the Baltimore Ravens.
But I mean, you look around the league, there's no dominant defense. I don't know if that's because of the new rules, but there's no defense. I'll be like, oh yeah, they can stop anyone.
Probably
there's,
in part.
It's not that. I mean, there's no defense I can like firmly say that about this year.
Yeah,
the Raiders.
Yeah, they can't stop the 49ers and Nick Mullins. So,
well. In defense, it is Nick Mullins.
And I will.
And the thing is that
you can go ahead.
And what makes it even worse, man, is that, that D line is still. I'm telling you, man, that defense is what needs to get together, because Donald Sue, if, man. Donald's been playing really well. That team's just if that defense could just play a little better, man. That team's going to be a bitch to beat.
Yeah, exactly. And I do want to give a shout-out, an honorable mention, to the Steelers. They probably come in at fifth. They're playing really well. They've won four straight.
You mean sixth?
They've won six. The Steelers have not won six.
No. Straight. You said come out. You said coming in fifth.
Oh, okay, yeah. I meant to say sixth.
You did top five.
Honorable mention. So, yeah, the Steelers would be right there. So, to recap the rankings, I have Rams, Saints, Chiefs, Panthers, and Patriots.
Leading into what is probably it's probably your Games of the Week segment, where, well, kind of, we kind of let go of the segment part. But Thursday night is probably the biggest game of the week. Carolina travels to Pittsburgh.
And I'm excited. On
Thursday night football.
The Monday night game is definitely bigger.
Don't even acknowledge
Nick. Yeah. Thursday night football, the Carolina Panthers face the Pittsburgh Steelers. It should be a fun one. Joe Buck is probably not going to kill on commentary, but that's okay. We're not watching for that.
Is anybody ever?
Wait, did you say Joe Buck is going to be on the commentary or not?
Yeah, it's Fox probably.
Yeah, he will be.
It's on NFL Network too, I guess.
Wait, that game's on NFL Network?
Fox.
Yeah, and Amazon.
It's Fox.
And oh, NFL okay.
And. Yeah, and oh, which I feel like, why wouldn't you just choose? It's probably a at that point, it's probably just the options of which commentary you want to hear.
No, they show the exact same. I don't know why they do it. It's literally the exact same.
So Amazon's the only one that does different commentary because they have
the all female, Hannah Storm, and someone else.
Yeah, But it's exciting. I did want to bring up the fact that Le'Veon Bell, the whole season we've been waiting to see if he comes back from his holdout. It's been reported that he might not even suit up this season.
Yeah. I think that's weird to me. Why would he? Because if he doesn't do that, I'm pretty sure the Steelers can franchise him again. And he's not eligible for free agency.
They can, but I think it's the price at which they have the franchise tag him, which they probably wouldn't. Well,
the issue is he's not eligible for free agency if he doesn't.
No. Hold
up. But they can't. But he can be traded.
You think?
Hold up. I think if I'm a fantasy focus football, the ESPN fantasy podcast, they announced that like Adam Schefter basically like explained how Le'Veon Bell technically doesn't have to show up for doesn't have to show up throughout the season. He'll still be fine. I'm gonna see
the Steelers can, because the franchise tag goes up for every time you use it, so it's gonna be way too much for them to afford for the third franchise tag. So they could trade him, they could cut him.
I mean, to be honest, the Steelers don't even need him.
They may end up cutting him, and he'll sign to any team he wants.
And James Conner, if I remember seeing a tweet that he's putting up more numbers like than what Le'Veon Bell was putting up at this time last year.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, and you look at what the Steelers players are saying about Le'Veon Bell, they don't even care. They're just like, whatever. We have James Conner. He's doing great for us. So, I mean, yeah. Even if he comes back, if you're the Steelers, do you even bother to play him, to be honest? I think that's a...
I don't know why you wouldn't play Le'Veon Bell. That's my opinion. Like, that's probably the other guy that, if healthy, if playing, you could be like, hey, Todd Gurley, that's your rival right there. Like, he's the only other guy that could rival Todd Gurley.
Well, I don't think he takes starting spot, though. From James Conner.
No, I would no, not now. In a few weeks, probably. Mm-hmm. I think that in a few weeks. Because I still think that he's the... Like, Le'Veon Bell's the better running back.
Yeah.
I think that if you give... They usually do give him... Conner's gotten the same value... Or volume. I don't know why I said value. Volume this year. But I still think that, you know, if you have Le'Veon Bell, you play him, right? Like, even with James Conner there. Yeah, I'd still say you play him, so... but other than that, I mean, Panthers, Steelers,
two very hot teams right now. One's on a 3-game winning streak. The other's on a 4-game winning streak. I don't know how the short week's going to affect the quality of the play, to be honest. We'll see. It might not be as great of a game as what it would have been on like a Sunday night or Monday night, just because of the amount of the lack of rest either team
already had. Making excuses for the Panthers loss.
Wow. I included both teams on that, so.
Hate to see it, Johan.
All right. But, I mean, I think Cam Newton versus Big Ben will be a great game. Both those QBs are very similar in how they play, and they definitely draw comparisons. Big Ben's not as much of a runner, obviously, but their build and how physical they are.
The lenience given on defenders when they hit them.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that though. That
doesn't exist.
But yeah,
well, just I'm sorry. This has to do nothing. I just want to include that the Steelers have only given up over 20 points once since they faced the Buccaneers in Week 3. So the defense.
Yeah, but
has
I know the quality of the teams haven't been that great though. Like,
yeah,
the Ravens and Browns, I believe, are two games that two teams they face since then. So I mean, they're not going to score many points.
Do you think that's a foul defense? Do you think this will be a high scoring game? I mean, the total, the over under is 52, and
in my opinion, so. I think it's gonna be a little sloppy for both teams. So, like I said, I think the quality of the play is gonna be a little worse. I would have said this game might be in the 30s if it's on a Sunday, but I'm gonna say, since it's Thursday, I'm gonna say it's probably 20s, mid to high 20s.
Yeah, this is one of those games where I expect Cam Newton not to be great, like not to put up a, but probably like 200, like maybe like 170 to 200 passing yards, but a rushing touchdown. McCaffrey should be fine. So this is, but I don't know, man, because the Steelers, they're pretty hot. And like you were saying, the Panthers defense isn't playing too well.
One thing I would disagree with you on, I do think Cam's need a little more passing yards than that. The Steelers don't have a great passing defense. So I would say like maybe 250.
No, I was just factoring into the sloppy.
The sloppiness. The sloppy part. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is more sloppiness than anything.
And then, of course, I feel like we should mention Christian McCaffrey a little bit too. He's having a fantastic year so far. And he's proven, I think he was picked 8th. I don't know for sure, but he was definitely a top 10 pick. And he's been, I think right now he's the Panthers' leading receiver in terms of receptions. And, I mean, he's balling out. He's been a great.
And you were saying that Tom Brady's captain checkdown. No, let me see.
But, I mean.
It goes Funches than McCaffrey.
Okay. But, I mean, the fact he's number 2. And then, I mean, you factor in DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel. What the Panthers are doing on offense with these. With these players that can play both wide receiver and running back is pretty cool because they'll do like reverses and stuff. And Curtis Samuel, DJ Moore, they can run the ball really well, and they've shown that, and they can get explosive plays from those players.
Who do you think is going to have the bigger game, McCaffrey or Connor?
In terms of what, just like overall?
Total, like just scrimmage yards and touchdowns, just. Straight up,
James Conner, easily.
To be honest, if the Panthers do something really well on defense, it is containing the running back, and I think that's the one reason I would say Christian McCaffrey is going to have a better game. In all honesty, because James Conner is going to go up against Luke Kuechly, Thomas Davis, Shaq Thompson.
Both these teams are top 10 in rushing yards.
Mm-hmm. I think the Panthers
allowed in rushing yards allowed so.
I think the Panthers are second in rushing, like for offense total.
Cam
Newton's factored in that as well, of course.
They're second in rushing yards, yeah. Carolina, they're both top 12. I'm going to say top 12 because they're tied for 11. They're both top 12 scoring, and it should be a fun game. It's a letdown that it's a Thursday nighter, but at least it isn't 49ers Raiders like last week.
Thursday night stepping up a little bit.
Yeah, and both of these are important games.
What are you talking about?
If both teams want to, you know, stick. If both teams want to, I guess, fight for a 2 seed. So,
mm-hmm. I'm excited for it. This is going to be one of the best games of the year, I think, in just terms of importance and everything. It probably won't get up there with Rams and Chiefs and all those games, but I think this will be a very fun game to watch.
Yeah, I guess another game I just wanted to mention is New Orleans plays Cincinnati. Cincinnati, I mean, they're still in their division. I mean, they're still in the competing in their division. I mean, they're a half a game behind Pittsburgh. So, I think that with AJ Green out, it has a big impact. So. I think at this game, if AJ Green was playing, they could have had a chance. So,
I mean, if we're being honest, the schedule for the NFL, in my opinion, for this week's a little weak.
That's why there's not much to talk about. I mean, the Carolina-Pittsburgh game was the only big game because, let's see.
And Philadelphia won't be that great. I mean, if Dallas would have won last week, maybe you could have made an argument that game would have been fun to watch.
Yeah. I mean, look, week 11, the Thursday nighters, Green Bay, Seattle.
Thursday night games are definitely better.
Philly and New Orleans play week 11.
I know Chicago the Chargers and Chiefs and Minnesota play on play. A Thursday night as well. So
yeah, so a slower week, but I guess from what happened from all the excitement from last week, I guess a slow week isn't too bad. So y'all ready for picks and pick 'em?
Let's do it.
Oh boy. Cancerous.
Oh, we're gonna have to start with the Panthers and Steelers game, aren't we? You guys are gonna have to pick first. This is a tough one for me.
Dun dun dun. Steelers.
Yeah, give me a second. I'm trying to get to the page. Okay, so where is it? Sorry.
I'm just gonna make all my picks now, so I'm not subject to any. You guys spewing bias at me.
I want to hear while Jovan struggles.
I'm not gonna say what I'm picking.
Why do you think the Steelers are gonna win?
Because my mind's telling me yes.
great.
What is your body?
I already did it, bud. I beat the phone.
All right. So 52-point over under, Pittsburgh 3.5-point favorites.
Which dropped. It was 6.5. So I guess a bunch of the public bet on the Panthers and brought that line down.
I think the Steelers win. I think maybe Cam Newton has a sloppy play at the end of the game to lose the game for them.
And I can't let everyone pick the Steelers. I think this could be a very close. This is a coin flip game, in my opinion. I think it could go either way. So why not go with my team? And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say the Panthers win by maybe a last-second Graham Gano field goal. Actually, I'm going to say that. That's my prediction. My prediction was right last week. So Panthers went on a last-second Graham Gano field goal.
All right, moving on. Falcons. The 4-4 Falcons play the 2-6-1 Cleveland Browns.
What a gross record.
Let's see. Cleveland is a 4.5-point underdog to the Atlanta Falcons. 50.5 over under a team of – or a team that's struggling in Cleveland – and Atlanta is starting to actually play a lot better.
Their schedule's weakened up. I will say the Redskins game was kind of surprised me a little bit.
Three straight wins. I mean, yeah, but I think the defense, even though it's the Washington offense isn't much, it's kind of a better showing from what they usually played, how they usually played. So I think the Redskins game was very encouraging if you were a Falcons fan. I think Falcons win this.
I think so too.
How close this game will be? I'd say 10 points is what I'd predict. I think that the Falcons will probably win by 10.
To be honest, I think the Browns are going to have a chance at the end, but they're going to screw it up.
Interesting. All right, moving on. The 2-7 Buffalo Bills.
God, do we have to
face
pick
the 3-6 New York Jets? J-E-T-S, Jets. I'm taking
the
Bills. Can I take neither?
Can I take the tie?
Yeah, can I just – honestly, if there's a tie option, I just put it – I don't want to pick one. This is disgusting.
The Jets are going to have a backup QB. The Bills
the Jets are going to win
QB.
3-2.
Yeah, but they're who's their backup QB?
I don't even know.
Mark Sanchez.
No. He wasn't bad last year.
You have Gino?
No, it's not Gino.
Oh, it's McCown. Josh McCown.
Yeah, McCown wasn't bad last year.
Sure he was. That's why they got Sam Darnold.
They have McCown. He's better than anything the Bills are going
to
offer.
Hold up. No. If McCown wasn't bad, how'd the Jets have the number 3?
Josh McCown is also old.
Okay.
They're spending way too much time on this game. Josh McCown is 39 years old. You really think they're not going to draft for a quarterback?
I'm just saying if he was good, why'd they have this 3 pick? If they didn't trade up for that pick, they lost enough to get that pick.
He looks so familiar.
The Jets are going to win 3-2 over the Bills. Next up, Detroit Lions, Chicago Bears. The Bears
three
are
and five
going
Detroit
to
Lions.
Ruin the Lions. They're going to ruin them. They're going to
just like they say that Chicago's 6.5-point favorite.
Matt Stafford. So
yeah, I'm taking the Bears in this one.
I'm going with the upset. I think the Lions
really?
Are going to win it.
What the dick?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a letdown game for the Chicago Bears.
All right, whatever. New Orleans Saints, Cincinnati Bengals.
As much as I want the Bengals to win, the Saints are going to win this game.
Oh, wow.
New Orleans are 5.5-point they're 5.5-point favorites. 54-point over-under, so I guess they're projecting the higher-scoring game.
Saints win by 10.
I like that line.
Johan?
If AJ Green was healthy, I would say potential to have an upset because I think that the Bengals
AJ Green's playing
isn't great. While they're not great, I think that they could probably they've been able to put up points. But yeah, I'm going with the Saints. Patriots Titans.
With the upset.
Titans
number
with the
one
upset.
Defense in the league.
New England's a 6.5-point favorite. Jeez. Malcolm Butler revenge game. Maybe this time he doesn't play like trash.
To be honest, I don't know the Titans have the best defense, but because their defense is pretty shitty. But the Patriots are going to win this game. I think it's going to be kind of close, but I think the Patriots are going to win.
This has
– I can see it being totally a sloppy
one of those Patriots
game.
Games. Yeah, this is one of those Patriots games where it's going to be sloppy. They pull something and Sony Michel's ass,
the refs give him a good call.
Yeah, that. Sony Michel might be playing, so that's
sounds like your average Patriots game to me.
All right, Jags, Colts.
Checkdowns.
I totally forgot that the Jags is
Andrew Luck versus Blake Bortles. Jags defense sucks. I'll go with Andrew Luck.
Give me the Colts.
Johan taking a minute here. It's the wrong conclusion.
He has a small brain. He can't think that fast.
I'm going to take the Jags on this one.
Tiny little pea brain.
I think maybe the defense shows up.
Jalen Ramsey's done.
Again, maybe the defense shows up. I'm going to take the Jags on this.
All right there. Let's cool it.
All right, Cardinals, Chiefs.
Chiefs. I do want to say, though, the Chiefs are 16.5-point favorites, which is wild for an NFL game.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I would probably take...
Including on a 49-point total.
Yeah.
So that is rough.
The fact that I may very well take the over on that.
All right.
The Chiefs might score the over by themselves.
Yeah, okay. Moving on. Redskins, Buccaneers. 5-3 Redskins after a rough loss. And the Buccaneers after almost coming back. Ha, y'all almost blew the lead against them. So,
but we still won by 14. Buccaneers.
I'm going to take the Buccaneers on this one.
Same.
I'm going Redskins.
Racist. Okay.
Sorry, I'm going to the Washington team.
Chargers, Raiders, Chargers.
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 Chargers, 10 points. 10-point favorites on this one, Dolphins, Packers.
Ooh,
Packers.
The Dolphins with a better record going in.
Yeah, I'm still
Packers. I told you. Playoff team.
No, they're not making it.
Miami is – or Green Bay is a 10-point favorite.
They're definitely not making playoffs, but wait, I am going to win that bet against their one.
Sadly.
Yeah. Yep.
Seahawks, Rams.
Wait, I didn't get to pick.
Oh, nobody cares. If you're not please don't be. Packers don't try to make a contrarian. There we go. I thought you were going to try to make some stupid upset. All right.
Brock
Seahawks,
Temper.
Rams. Yeah, Brock Temper. Seahawks, Rams. The Seahawks are actually not as bad as they were playing in the beginning. Their offense has started to get better, and Russell Wilson's playing better. But I'm still thinking the Rams.
The Rams.
Yeah, we're going with the Rams, too.
I mean, look, you could be any team in the NFL. You know, it's like if New England.
Shut up.
You know, Tom Brady's been playing really well.
Ooh,
the defense kind of stepped up.
Monday.
The Rams are winning.
Cowboys, Eagles.
Okay.
Give me the Eagles.
Dak has a new weapon, though, man.
You sound like a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
The Eagles are going to win this game and start their streak and win the NFC East.
I hope. I hope Dak Prescott gets cut after this game.
He's actually going to get extended, so.
That was harsh.
According to Jerry Jones. Johan, just go ahead and pick the Cowboys, be wrong, and let's move on.
No, why would I take them? I'm taking the Eagles.
Because you're dumb.
I should switch my pick then. No, I'm not.
And the best game of the week, Giants 49ers.
Oh my gosh. This is terrible.
That's exactly what we're all thinking.
Who will be worse?
Good job, ESPN.
What team will be worse?
The Giants.
Look, to be fair,
looked pretty good at the beginning of the season. We thought both teams are going to be better.
Don't look at me. I said the Giants were going to be crap.
No, you didn't. If we go back to the test episode, you're going to see you said the Giants are going to be pretty good.
No, I picked them for most improved. Being improved from the number 2 overall draft pick doesn't say much.
I think you said they're going to be like a couple games out of the playoffs.
Couple games can apply 4 games out of the playoffs.
A couple is 2.
Hey, not if you're Mormon.
Excuse me? Oh my god.
God, this is what happens when we have to pick Giants and 49ers. I don't even want to pick this game. Can I skip? This
skip. Game,
I don't.
49ers.
This is such a this is such a disgusting game.
I'm gonna, do I have a coin near me? If I have a coin, I'm going to flip a coin.
Did I I think I said it already, but I'll say it again. I'm going to give ESPN the benefit of the doubt going into this because I don't think they expected Eli Manning to be trash.
All right, heads in. I think they expected Giants.
Jimmy G to be okay.
We're going with the 49ers, boys.
Good pick. Good job, coin.
Johan, go ahead and pick the Giants. You move on.
My final
prediction for this game will be 4-2.
Why not 4-3?
And on Monday night, I expect a shit show. Yeah, nah, bro, it's gonna be a shit show. We have Jason Witten. We gotta watch. We gotta listen to.
We're gonna get a.
Let him hit us.
Wait, I have a question. You were silent for like two minutes. Were you spending the entire time trying to find that?
This is finding this was a lot more.
I didn't even know Joan was silent. I didn't notice.
Look. There was more joy in finding this than there is watching that whole game. If ESPN wants to come and copyright us, that's fine. I can cut out this part because who actually cares about this game?
No, I don't think you played it long enough to get copyright infringement.
It doesn't matter,
so.
Guys. You're working about copyright music. So... That means ESPN listened to this in the first place.
Oh, you're right. This game is absolutely trash. It's gonna suck.
Pick a team.
Saquon Barkley's gonna go off. I'm gonna go with the Giants.
Yes.
All right. What's the final score? What's the
69 tough.
The over under
44
six.
Points. Oh my gosh, 6. 44 points, and the Giants are 3. Oh, you have Odell, Sterling Shepard, Evan Ingram, and Saquon, and you're a 3-point underdog to the San Francisco 49ers.
They're good at the skill positions besides quarterback, but shitty at all the other positions.
Ugh, all right, so I'm going to go Giants win 28.
Oh, I totally.
To 21. Oh, I think Eli Manning.
You think that many points are scored in this?
Yeah, season? You know what? I think Eli Manning plays clutch one more time in his career. Brings back old Eli Manning feel.
I've got to win out in our fantasy league if I want my playoffs, boys.
Oh, wait. So who? Why? Oh, because you have Odell, right?
Odell, Michael Thomas, Cooper Kupp. Let's get it, fellas.
Okay.
Who needs a receiver, Joe? Right. One. I'll take Zeke off your hands.
All right. Oh man, that was disgusting having to pick that last game. It made me feel just I don't feel so happy.
Are we done now?
Guys, thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. We're so sorry that you had to listen to us in general and
you
talk
got a
about
two-week
that
break,
game.
So,
you got a 2-week break.
We don't have to apologize to Vichai. Because he can't hear us.
Jesus, man! It's... Yeah. All right, thank you. Guys, thank you for listening to us.
Shout out to Prava.
We thank you for listening to us. Like I said, thank you and sorry.
Michael Thomas, if you're listening, follow me back.
Phil Swift, if you're listening, please sponsor us. And what is it? Like and subscribe. Is that what people do these? Is it possible to like and subscribe?
My Twitter and TikTok are in the descriptions.
Yeah, like, comment, and subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Anchor, maybe Google Podcasts, maybe even Stitcher, TuneIn, all these other apps that I don't know why you have, but hey, you have it. And
these bitches
love social. Hopefully they're on it. But yeah, thank you for listening to us, and we
apologize.
We'll talk to you. Yeah,
the waste of your time.